BLM, Black Lives Matter. From a Christian perspective, the statement Black Lives Matter makes no sense at all. Number one, God created man. That means God created mankind, not gradations of men. Number two, Jesus said it was not God's will that any man perish. That includes blacks. Number three, the gospel says, whosoever will, let him come. That includes blacks. Number four, the gospel says we are all one in Christ. There is no race, sex, nationality, or slave distinctions. That includes blacks. When you say something, you are implying that the audience does not understand your point. Number six, to say something that is obvious implies that the person you're saying it to is either stupid or malicious. That is offensive. You don't give medicine to the healthy. You give it to the sick. You don't punish the innocent. You punish the guilty. People without Christ will automatically be racist. That includes black, white, brown, and yellow people. Number 10. Marching is good exercise, but it convinces no one to change. Number 11. The solution to racism is Christ. If you're a white person and you think the problem is with black people, then you are part of the problem. If you're a black person and you think that the problem is with white people, then you're part of the problem. If you're a Christian and think there is any other way to change the heart of a person except through Christ Jesus, you are deceived. Such an idea implies Jesus went to the cross needlessly. If you're not a Christian, you will always live in guilt and assign guilt to others because you're lost and confused. The Holy Spirit is opening the eyes of people who want to live in the light. Those that love darkness will continue to fester in bondage. If you're a Christian, do not commiserate with a person in bondage. Share the light of God's love and power through the new birth with them. The Holy Spirit will do the real work.